pretty wild overtime session. So what's it feel like to be able to finish it off?
Yeah, I mean, they have elite players on that team, and when you get three on three, it's a lot of open ice. I mean, we got some good guys on our team, and they got some fancy players on their team, and it's fun. It's good for the fans, but ultimately we got the 2 points, and that's what we came here to do, and it's ultimately one step towards finishing first place.
How did you regroup after? It looked like Mark makes it 4-2, it's overturned, then they get the tying goal. That could be a deflating turn of events.
Hockey's a funny game. That's how it works. I mean, we're excited on the bench. We think it's 4-2, and there's only 2 minutes left, and we're like, all right, this should be an easy one now. And then all of a sudden, we knew it was offsides right away, and then we knew we had a battle. And like I said, they got good players over there. They're one of the best teams, 6-on-5, and then they scored. And yeah, it is deflating when you think you have an easy win, and all of a sudden you're going into overtime. And luckily, we got 2 points.
Momentum might be an overused word sometimes, but what can this do for your club after not having the homestand that you wanted? Results-wise, you guys played well at some points, but you didn't get the final 3 wins. But to be able to get this one here tonight to start off a road trip.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get 2 points every night, especially when you're at home, especially when you're with the Jets. They have a really good home record. And when you don't get the results you have, you can either feel sorry for yourself or keep playing the right way and keep doing the right things over and over again. And we're going on the road for these final 4 games, and it's nice to win the first one and kind of get a jump start there.
Crawford had made some big saves in the overtime, so did you just think maybe your best chance was just to drive to the net the way you did?
I didn't really have any options. I'm kind of a pass first type player, and it was the end of my shift there, and I thought I could just take it to the net, and luckily I got, I guess, a step on. I'm not even sure who it was.
Kevin, you get the 3 goals from the bottom 6 with Jack getting 2 and Adam 1. So what's it like when you're getting that offensive contribution from the so-called bottom 6?
Yeah, obviously there's 4 lines, and that Lowry's line, they've been playing definitely more than a bottom 6 type game lately. They've been our best line for quite a bit here, and they got some results tonight, and I'm happy for them. And you can call them bottom 6, but they're playing a good game right now.